Okay, James? James, unmute yourself. James? Is he still on?
I was here. Apparently I was muted. I was just told I was unmuted.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, but I did get knocked off the call briefly. Why are you asking? What are you asking?
You wanted to be on the stack to discuss the recovery plan that Lydia just presented.
No, I didn't request that.
Okay.
Must have been someone else.
I thought I heard your name. Okay.
It's probably because I was coming back on the call.
Oh, okay. Does anybody else want to say anything here?
Paulina wanted to start.
Go ahead, Paul.
Lydia, thank you so much. I wanted to know how the money from both loans, the PPP and the EIDL loan, will be administered, and what, you know, I understand that the priorities are whatever they are, but how will they be managed and by whom, and how will that be coordinated?
Well, that's what I was saying before, is that the board needs to meet to determine how to deal with the EIDL loan, because that one will allow us more flexibility, although flexibility has been added to the PPP loan that didn't exist when we first applied. But nevertheless, the core of it, as the PPP is the payroll protection, the core of it is based on our payroll. So that's something that figure that's like off limits to us or whatever. And then the rest of it were all these priority items having to do with our attorneys, because they need to move forward with everything, with the property taxes and with litigation that's pending and so on and so forth, with commitments that we have with our unions, with all kinds of things, obviously, and just keeping us on the air. So all of that was taken care of. We owed one of our the KPFK engineer, a significant sum of money. So we owed a lot of people that have put up with us and been very patient with us. And so those were taken care of basically yesterday. And there's just like a few more, and then we're really like in pretty good shape that way, because also the stations, it's not all coming out of PPP. What PPP does, as I explained last week, is it takes care of the payroll for a couple of months that allows the stations to catch up with their central services and so forth. And that has enabled us to catch up with these payables. And so let's say PPP is basically being taken care of that way. And as we know, the Finance Committee had prioritized, for example, NETA. So that was right there, a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Right. Mr. Chair, if I may, just a quick follow-up. My question was of two parts, and I just...
go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to do the second part, which is this. I was looking at budgets, especially for the national office budget for fiscal year 2016 and 2017. That's what I, what I had, available to me. And I saw that there was nothing budgeted for promotion, specifically for advertising, right? And, when, of course, we can hire or, just get, hopefully, a bunch of college kids who are on a hot summer, as some of our folks say, have nothing better to do, and we can get them to help us promote national programming. But I feel that, in a sense, I'm not sure what it's been so far, but there should be a budget for at least the national, somebody to coordinate national, advertising and promotion, even if it's to then later, get a bunch of volunteers to do the legwork. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this topic.
That's something that goes into strategic planning. As I said, the PPP loan is basically already, they told us what it can be used for, right? And they've expanded the flexibility of the other 40% versus 60% for payroll, et cetera. And that's taking care of, like, a lot of these debts minus, you know, that major one. And so when we get the EIDL loan, we can deal with that. But we're not going to have play money unless, I'm not calling it, it's not like it's play money. It's necessary to do everything that you have mentioned. But we can't do that until we know what the station needs are and how they are going to be able to bring their budgets into play. Because right now, what we have to do at the national level is subsidize those stations when they fall short on central services, for example. So you can't plan on the national budget even until you find out how the local stations that have fallen behind without this PPP money. You would have stations that are at least two stations that are five, actually more than that. There was one station I thought was current and was not. With central services, for example. And in addition to that, a couple of them had borrowed money, as we know, from the affiliates program that has now been repaid. And so when the PPP money runs out, if we go back to that same expenditure at all of the stations in the same situation, which may or may not be worse given the extension of the pandemic, then you won't have any money to spend on all of that, and you will be relying strictly on volunteers. But the first thing to identify is what are all the disciplines that we need in order to flourish, and I think that that's one of the things. And then you sit down and you look and say, can we afford to fill them? And can we afford to fill them if there are these cuts at the stations and they can start, I mean, they have to anyway, paying not just their central services, but at least two of the stations were not making their payroll. So, and so that's something that absolutely has to be covered. And there isn't going to be that overlay. And that's why we have to engage in a strategic planning, and which can include what we really need to do to really grow. And you really want to grow because you want to be eligible for the CPB grants and for X, Y, and Z, and just for the basic obvious. And then the other is you have to see how you are restrained from doing so because of the reality on the ground at the various units.
That is strategic planning. Okay. Can we go to a vote on this?
Nancy, please. I would like to.
Okay, then we'll need another time extension if anybody else wants to speak. Can we make it 5 minutes this time?
Second, Nancy.
Okay.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. We have a second already. Do we have any objections to that? Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
Thank you. Lydia, I just want to make you aware of the development task force has formed, and if that would help to add this to this recovery plan, I encourage you to add it. We've discussed, you know, helping you, and if there's things that you need help with or being done, or that the board would like help with being done, the development task force can help. We've already looking into fixing our charity navigator page, and hope to be in consultation with you about that, and because we need some answers from you about, you know, maybe where we are on some of that stuff. And there's some other initiatives that we've sort of started, but we want to be in consult with you over various actions that we're taking up.
Yes, thank you. I'm getting great ideas from different directors. Some will call me, and LSB members. I have LSB members, and I have regular members that are coming up with some really great ideas, by the way. And I'm not dismissing them. I have an ongoing list. It's just like going back to Bolina. Every time I find somebody that is particularly talented in a certain area that we can't afford to hire or supervise, because even if you have volunteers, you still have to be able to supervise them, and it takes time to orient and give them the materials, blah, blah, blah. I'm keeping a running list of that as well. And I will definitely interact with the development committee, and we have a lot of legacy giving that we really have to pull into place. We have to fix the there's text that needs to be on all of the websites that defines how they should write the check, and their bequests and so on and so forth, and to distinguish from and avoid the confusion whether you're leaving it to the station or to the use of the overall network. I know, like, when we get the Schwab checks, there'll be some that are specific to the station, or they say wherever it is needed. That's right. their stock line there. And so we need to share that with people, but more than that, to develop an outreach for legacy giving, another idea. So there are multiple ideas. I have not had the time to enact all of that. But once we get IDLE and some of this national programming out of the way and whatever, but I also think that the board needs to hear from, I know it's a task force. I don't know who it reports to, whether it's directly like a committee report. I think they used to be.
Yeah.
Task force used to have be on the agenda. And that needs to be when we are hopefully getting to the actual strategic plan that we must develop, which has got to follow the budget approvals. I mean, it was unheard of. When I used to be on the board, we had to pass those budgets, right, locally and nationally. So there are so many things that even we used to do not that long ago that we really need to get in order again, in order to incorporate strategic planning, development, and so on and so forth.
Paulina, to the staff, very briefly.
We're almost out of time, but go ahead if you can make it quick, Paulina.
I can. Yeah. Lydia, I'm wondering about national programming and the way.
1 minute left on the time.
Thank you. I'll take 30 seconds. How the implementation of national programming is being forced, because I'm looking at the particular station, KPFA, and on their program grid, the national program does not appear. It doesn't appear in the archives. It's supposed to air at 5 a.m., and I believe I may have heard it, but it just doesn't show up there, and I don't know how to, you know, really go about fixing these things. I'm just concerned. Thank you.
Lydia?
Okay. Well, I think that we have to dig a little deeper. COVID-19 has really thrown everything kind of off of everybody's game. You can't go into the station as often, if at all, and all of that sort of thing. But that does not negate the necessity to bring these things to the fore. So if the board and or if the ED mandate something, and I understand the psychology, most of the general managers who have been here a long time simply wait out the ED because they know you're going to go through an ED every year, right? And or every few months or every 2 months, whatever it is. And so it's very difficult then to come in as an ED and expect them to listen to you on everything. So what has to happen on all of these issues is I have to have individual conversations. The time has not always been there because we've had, I came into first with the property tax issue right off the bat and the referendum and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's been crisis after crisis. And there will always be one, but usually not that many. But it needs specific attention. It can't always be just the policy or my title. I really need to work with each of the general managers. Generally speaking, I get cooperation, but I have to stop and do it for each each project.
Okay.
More.
I think we're out of time. Let's go to a vote. The motion is on the table to accept this recovery plan. And again, this is a recovery plan that is required for our audit. Are there any objections to accepting this recovery plan? Okay. The recovery plan is accepted by unanimous vote of the board.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, Grace.
Yes, before we move on, it's close to midnight. I'd like to know when the next meeting should be posted, and if we would like a closed session, open session, or just an open session. We do not have, let me look on KPFTX, I don't believe we have a meeting scheduled for next week.
There was a meeting notice, Grace. You'll see it.
Oh, okay, yeah, the 9th, all right. Let's see.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, can we schedule a closed session? We have, I had a request from, in a conversation with our attorney that deals with the union contracts to meet with the board.
Okay.
Yes, we can add.
I'd like to, okay, I can post a closed session. I'd like to read the posting of the meeting for next Thursday. And it says, vote to rescind PNB policy adopted June 11th, 2020, concerning member requests for membership lists, and replace with a resolution approving sending the list pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws and California Corporations Code, and take up governance issues. Meeting called by Jan Goodman, Robin Collier, and Lyndon Foley. So there is another important possible agenda item that we may want to place on this agenda for the next open session, and that is review and approval of our audit, 2018 audit. I'd like to ask Eileen if that's realistic to consider that in 1 week we'll be able to review.
Yes.
and approve. Yes.
It's
okay.
Realistic.
I will post a separate open session and a closed session for next Thursday night. Because
okay.
the emergency session posted does not have review of the 2018 audit mentioned. So I'll post another open and closed session.
So, Nancy, to the stack.
I'm not sure what agenda item are we on now?
We're between agenda items, Mr. Chair. The next item on the agenda is motion on special rule limiting agenda approval to 20 minutes. That's your
okay.
motion.
I would like to, can I amend the agenda at this point? I would like to postpone that motion until some future. I would just like to get to the motion on the creating a task force for the planning for the next virtual town hall meeting. That should
Mr.
be a
Chair,
very.
Can you please recognize Nancy Sorden?
Nancy.
Can you also recognize me, Mr. Chair?
Okay. I heard Nancy first, then you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to speak to what Grace was talking about the next meeting. For the closed meeting, could we put on that, the motion that, we didn't get to at the last closed meeting? Which was,
okay. We can do that. You don't have to.
Okay. I know because it's a special meeting. I just wanted to.
Yeah. I know the motion you're referring to. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Jan?
Yes. I can add, the motion regarding the audits to the, special meeting that we just called, and I'll just add it as another point on the agenda. So it won't be confusing. Not a problem. I'll do it right now. It's to consider the audit. What exactly do we want to put on it to consider the audit?
review and approval of the 2018 audit.
Okay, I'll put that on there right now.
That does mean that the members of this board will have to have a copy of the audit at least 2 or 3 days before we meet. Is that doable, Eileen?
It should be if we have our audit committee meeting Monday to go through it, unless there are any corrections or changes requested by the committee. It should be
well. Let's plan
doable.
For the. Hope
yeah, plan for the best.
Yeah.
That's the
okay.
Idea.
Okay. So as I said, we don't have much time left. I'd just like to get to the point to create a task force to plan for the next virtual town hall meeting. I'm not even sure we need a motion for that. I think we just need to know who wants to be part of the task force.
Lawrence,
who else?
Jan,
who else?
Wayne,
anybody else?
Nancy.
What was the purpose of the task force?
To plan the next virtual town hall meeting. You want to be on it, Tom?
Sure.
Alex, this is Heather. Please put me on as well.
Okay, Tom, Heather. The more the merrier.
Okay, I have Lawrence, Jan, Dwayne, Tom, and Heather. Was there anyone who I missed?
Nancy.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay.
Jay, are you going to schedule a meeting?
I'll organize it. I'll send you all an email and see if we can figure out when we can all get together.
Okay.
Are you going to be on that committee, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if I
yeah.
may have a, I have you and myself noticing the executive session for next Thursday. Who else would like to be?
Paulina will volunteer.
Okay, thank you, Paulina.
Thank you. Okay,
you are not being heard by Chris.
Who's not being heard?
Grace is not being heard by Chris.
Is anybody else having trouble hearing Grace? I don't know.
Is that a biblical question?
Could be. I don't.
I think what she was trying to say is that Chris is not being heard by Grace.
Oh, Chris is not being heard by Grace.
No. That's not it.
That's not right.
I'm just having trouble hearing Grace. Her volume's quite low.
Okay.
It could be. Trying to help.
Sorry.
That's true. Do we have time to do any of the committee reports? It's like 17 minutes before midnight.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. It's do we have any
could we have the committees send written reports?
I'm sure they could, but some of the committees have motions they want to introduce, so.
Chair, the governance committee has no report because we're meeting on July 24th and
okay.
The report for June already.
We do have a report from the strategic planning committee on the affiliates. Does any other committee have a report?
This is James.
Well, we have a motion to adjourn at the moment. We have to dispose of that. I'm just asking.
I do have a report, and I have an important question for Lydia regarding the budgets that she was stressing the importance of.
Okay, we can't do that until we dispose of the motion to adjourn. You can always stay on afterwards for a couple of minutes to ask Lydia a question.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Robin to the stack.
We're not really, motions to adjourn, it's not really debatable.
Up in second.
Debate them.
I seconded it. Sean seconded it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Sean.
It's been seconded. Mr. Tatum, we don't debate a motion to adjourn, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
So it's just a matter of, are there any objections to adjourning?
Robin objects.
Okay, then let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll?
Yes, this is on adjourning. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay, Chris Corey?
No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Robin, that motion.
All right. Lyndon Foley?
I'll pass.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Just so we can approve the affiliate unit? Yes. No, I don't want to adjourn.
Okay. Heather Gray?
I'm sorry, Grace, this is a motion to adjourn or not?
Yes.
I'm going to move that we adjourn.
Okay. Okay, there's the affiliate becoming a unit. That's the only substantial, anyway. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Ron Pinchback? Motion to adjourn. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Sandra Rawline? Lawrence Reyes?
No, it was my motion to adjourn, but I really feel like we need to address the affiliate.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Pardon me? Say it again?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton? Nancy Jordan?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Pass.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Abstain.
Dwayne Lark.
Thank you.
Dwayne Lark.
No.
Madam.
No.
Okay. All right.
Madam Secretary, I just got a note from our parliamentarian. He said it is not correct to vote against the motion that you made. So. Let me ask Mr. Tatum, how can we record Ms. Director Blocker? Mr. Tatum, are you there?
She can record an abstention.
Can we do that?
Yeah, you can either vote yes or abstain.
Okay. Ms. Rawline, you got another chance.
My goodness. Okay, I will vote yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? I think we lost Ralph. Eileen Rosen, you passed.
Yes would be to
adjourn.
Adjourn, yes.
Okay, James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Aki Tanaka?
Abstain.
Okay, I'm going to count this up. We have one,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 noes. And we have 1, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain, but the motion fails. Didn't get two-thirds.
Okay. All right. So we are adjourned then.
No, we're not adjourned. The motion fails.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay, so.
No, no, it does not need two-thirds.
It needs a majority.
A majority vote.
That's
a majority
vote.
Ralph here. No, Ralph here. Ralph here. I lost the signal for a minute.
Okay, Ralph.
I vote yes.
Okay, that's it. It's 10 yes, 9 no. The abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Madam Secretary, I have a request to repeat my vote. How did I vote?
You voted no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chair, it's yes, 10 yes to adjourn, 9 no, 3 abstentions. I believe that's
I would vote no, but I don't believe, I believe it does take two-thirds. I would like to clarify that with Mr. Tatum.
No, that's a basic, it's a majority.
Grace is correct.
That's Robert Rules of Order 101.
Yeah, but we have a time certain of midnight, and it's not midnight yet. That's why I'm saying it should take.
It does not have
to. No, it's not a time certain of midnight.
Robert Rules of Order 101.
Okay.
It doesn't require two-thirds.
Okay, I'm wrong. I'm glad I'm wrong.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Okay,
this is
wait,
Sandra.
No. Nobody should be recognized
my
in the middle of a
to adjourn.
The only order of business now is to is to go to the
Mr.
report.
Mr. Chair, just let
no
me record
business.
Your vote. The only thing that's valid is to record your vote.
That's right.
I said yes. I mean no.
No to adjourn?
No to adjourn. I'm sorry.
Chair, I have a request for information.
So we have 10-10.
10-10? You sure?
Yeah.
So the motion to adjourn fails. I make a motion to extend for 10 minutes to take up the motion regarding the affiliates. Jan Goodman.
Let me, wait a second. The chair was not clear on how many on the vote.
They're talking out of turn. I have requested a request for information, and I have not been recognized while people are jumping in.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What is your request for information?
Mr. Chair, point of order. Nothing is in order until we resolve what the vote on this motion to adjourn is.
It's not clear. I thought you just said it failed.
Okay.
You understand that
your vote caused this motion to fail, which is fine with me. You voted no to adjourn. Is that correct?
I did. That's correct.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I have my request for information, Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I've been asking, trying to stay within order. So, what's the next order of business? Is it the motion on the affiliates?
I don't believe any of the other committees have motions. They may have reports, but they don't have motions. So if the other committee chairs will indulge me, I would like to present the motion from the Strategic Planning Committee, if that's okay. And
no, these meetings have to be over at midnight.
It's not midnight yet. You're correct.
It'll be midnight in 6 minutes. Now you know we cannot conduct business in 6 minutes.
You'd be surprised what we can do if we put our.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Okay, I'm just looking for the motion. Robin, I think you sent it.
I just sent it to the whole PAB again, just now. Okay. Yeah.
I put it on the revised agenda as well.
Oh,
Alex.
It's on the agenda?
On the revised agenda.
I don't see.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm sorry.
Alex, I can read the motion, okay?
How about if I read
the motion?
I don't have it in front of me. Go ahead.
Okay. Whereas on April 4th, 2019, the PNB adopted the recommendations of the Executive Director of the Pacifica Foundation to establish that the Pacifica Affiliate Network be recognized as a separate department, and that the PNB affirmed the importance of the discrete financial management, accounting, and reporting for the Pacifica Affiliates Network, and that now, in actuality, this functionality is the same as being a unit of Pacifica. The Pacifica National Board now resolves that the Pacifica Affiliate Network be recognized and named as a unit of the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, let me just...
This is Lydia.
Lydia, let me just give a quick background on this. We first explored this issue on the Strategic Planning Committee back in, I think, 2018, not it preceded 2019. And at that point, we made the affiliates a department, not a unit. There was some back and forth about this, last year. And, Robin Collier reintroduced the motion to make it a unit. There is no effective difference. The only difference really is that the affiliates, as I understand it, will have their own separate budget item, and that this should help the affiliates figure out what their budgetary needs are and planning and so on. And when the motion was first broached on the Strategic Planning Committee, it was then referred to the Governance Committee because there were some questions about whether there was a violation, possible violation of our bylaws or legal implications. My understanding is the Governance Committee met with our legal counsel, and went through everything and decided there were no legal issues and there were no bylaws issues as such. So it came back to the Strategic Planning Committee with a recommendation that we approve it. The Strategic Planning Committee proceeded and voted to approve it. So, and now I'm, as chair of the Strategic Planning Committee, I'm bringing it back to the full board to approve.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Lydia, go ahead.
So I have heard multiple objections on the part of our CFO and Tamara, whatever her current title is, it changes from time to time. But anyway, that it would be very onerous in terms of something having to do with accounting. I don't know the details, so I can't speak to it, but I recommend that we add this to the whatever next agenda is. I thought she had already articulated that, but I'm not. But that could have just been on in another committee. So at least hear what that is. Other than that, I don't see the difference. I've never understood the distinction. It's not going to make any difference that I can think of. She has a budget that she creates. I understand about the line item, but. Again, other than that, I've never understood what the distinction is, but nevertheless.
However,
I do think that we should wait and hear what that's going to mean to accounting and then determine it, because what we don't want to do is fall behind in terms of our 2019 audit. We're desperately trying to move ahead with this, all this.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Hold on, I just want to respond for a minute.
James to the stack also, please.
Yeah, this is the I've heard of any objection from
Mr. Chair, you should get on the stack. Would you get on the stack like the rest of us, please?
I am trying to respond as the chair of the committee, if you don't mind.
I do mind. And in fact, it is time up. We're, at 12:01 right now. And so this matter needs to be dealt with but not discussed.
I would like to provide some...
And I was on the clock also before...
Okay, we need a motion to extend past midnight.
It's too late to extend past midnight. It's already midnight, Mr. Chair.
We need a motion.
That train is gone out of the station.
Mr. Lark, you have not been recognized. Can we have a motion to extend?
There we go. That's part of the problem.
Nancy, I move to extend for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I object. I second it.
Okay.
Right here, we have to go to bed. So
we have do we have any objections to extending for 10 minutes?
Okay. I wouldn't have had a problem if it hadn't been done at the proper time, which was 11:59. I wouldn't have had a problem, but you can't break the rules for convenience. Stop.
Can we please just go to a vote?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, could you take the roll on this? This time
okay,
it is a two.
Okay, this is to extend time by 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Grace passes. Robin?
Yes.
Okay. Chris?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
All right. Lyndon Foley?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray? All right. I'll come back to Heather. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay.
I said yes. You can't hear?
No, I didn't hear you. Sorry. I'm hearing everyone else, though. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark?
Abstain. I can't break the rules. Abstain. I won't vote no.
Okay. Okay. Ron Pinchbeck?
Abstain.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Sandra Rollin? Lawrence Reyes?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
I vote no.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
All right. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Polina.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
All right. Grace Aaron abstains. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Okay.
He voted with his feet.
Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Oh, I think we have 1 no. Yes, 1 no. And 4 abstentions.
Sorry, everybody.
Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, so this motion passes to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Dwayne Lark, point of order.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Dwayne Lark, point of order.
I would like to call the question that we approve the affiliates program as a unit.
I've raised the point of order before Sandra spoke.
I was on the staff.
Hold on. Mr. Lark has called the point of order. What is your point of order, Dwayne?
Well, for consistency of ruling, I appeal to the parliamentarian because I have done this consistently with being on the board. When time is expended for a certain time certain, I appeal to the decision of the parliamentarian or advice of the parliamentarian as to whether this last motion and vote was in order.
The motion's already been on the floor before the time expired.
No, it wasn't. That is not true. And anyone who's looking at their clock, I cited that before you even pushed it. So don't go there. It wasn't on the floor before 12 o'clock midnight.
I thought it
I
was.
I cited that.
So I'm wrong.
No, sir. No, Mr. sir. Sir, I tried to get you not to break the rules, but I appealed to the parliamentarian.
Can we hear from Mr. Tatum on that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. That vote that was just taken was a vote to extend time, and in order to extend time takes a two-thirds vote. And if the secretary would repeat the vote count, I don't think it achieved a two-thirds. And would you do that for me, please?
In all due respect, that was not my question.
Yeah,
I know, but I got to I know, I got you. I just wanted to find out something first, further information.
Okay, because it wasn't two-thirds either. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, Madam Secretary, could you tell me what the last vote count was?
Yes. 16 yes, 1 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay, well, it did receive a two-thirds vote then. The motion to extend for 10 minutes was approved.
Math.
Arms to the stack.
Okay. But you still don't address my question that I asked, Mr. Parliamentarian. I've asked you to rule
Mr.
on the... No, sir. I have a right to be heard about this matter. We've done it too often inconsistently. I asked him a question, and I have a right as a member of this body for the parliamentarian to answer my question directly, not indirectly.
You're supposed to ask questions.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
No, sir. You gave me the floor, and you were in order to give me the floor. Now, I have a right to hear the parliamentarian give us an accurate reading of Robert Rules of Order as it relates to my specific question.
I agree with you, Duane. I agree with you.
Can you frame exactly what you're asking the parliamentarian?
Well, my God, I'm speaking plain English. I'll repeat it, that the fact is that Robert Rules indicates the reason you have a time certain is that it's time certain. And when that time is passed, you can open up that can of worms again and say, I want to extend. You are supposed to extend before the time certain of the adjournment.
Mr. Chair, I will answer this question directly. However, I will preface it by saying that the parliamentarian does not make any rulings ever. It's only the chair of a board that can actually make a ruling. All I can do is give you an opinion and interpretation.
That's what I asked for.
Okay. So I wanted to preface it by that, but you don't have to interrupt. The answer to your question is... I know, but you keep interrupting. I'm trying to.
No, sir. I asked you the first time, and you went to a two-thirds majority. So don't put the shade on me. You asked the question, and you didn't answer it.
So will you give me a chance to answer?
You have the chance to answer it.
Without interruption?
You're playing games now. So just answer the question.
Robert's Rules of Order says nothing about a time certain. There, you will not see that phrase in the whole book of Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, anything that the board does can be, anything that the board wants to do can be done by a two-thirds vote. That's your answer.
Okay, so why you have a time certain on an agenda and approve it?
Well, because that's because
you don't have an approval on the agenda, then that's the case.
It's not on the agenda.
It does not say anything about a time certain. That was made up by the PMB, a time certain. I've never come across that phrase until I got to this board. A time certain is not in Robert at all. So what I'm telling you is that the board can overrule itself. That's what I'm telling you. The board can overrule itself.
This is Lydia.
Okay, let me just...
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to be recognized.
I will recognize you in a minute. The reason we adjourn at midnight is because some years back, the PNB adopted a special rule that we adjourn at midnight. That's why we call that a time certain.
Ron said you couldn't do it in 5 minutes, and now it's 6:11. Ron, you were right.
Chair, can I be recognized?
It's not in Robin's anywhere, Alex.
I understand, but it's a special.
I think they need to extend time again after all this.
It's a special rule that the PNB adopted somewhere back in the midst.
No, I'm sending it to the PNB. This is Lydia.
Oh, you have it?
I do.
Chair, could I be recognized, Nancy?
Hold on. I think I heard Sandra. Sandra?
I was asked to be on the stack before Sandra. I
you
asked
to be on the Kim?
Stack. I extended time so that I could be on the stack.
Okay. Is this Nancy?
Okay. I defer to whoever wants to speak, but I will make this statement now. I made the motion to adjourn because it's freaking late and I'm tired. But at the same time, I want to acknowledge that we need to vote regarding the affiliates being a unit of Pacifica. So I'm done.
You're speaking out of order.
This is James. I have a point of order and a motion to extend time.
Yeah, have I been recognized? This is Lawrence. I've been almost screaming at the
top. I don't know who needs to be recognized at this point.
I actually asked to be on the stack. Lydia was.
I'm trying to get to you, Nancy.
Nancy, then me, and then I don't know who else.
Okay, Nancy, then Lawrence, then somebody. Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, I move that we postpone this motion until the next meeting. We need to hear from from our accountants. That was exactly the reason why. Could somebody please mute yourself?
Can you please mute yourselves? I think whoever is talking there, please mute yourself.
Right, so that was exactly, I'm surprised that no one considered the financial implications of this. The last time we discussed this in 2018 and 2019, it was said that we were told that it would be expensive and time consuming to convert the affiliates to a unit. And I would like to hear if that's still true. After they were converted to a department, is it still true that it would be expensive to convert to a unit, as Lydia just alluded to? I'd like to hear.
I got a point of order.
What is the point of order?
That's why I would like to postpone this motion.
I have information on Nancy that may answer your question.
I do too.
I have information too, but nobody
said what
I
think. Excuse me.
I want to second Nancy's motion.
Well, why can't we postpone it? Because
we have information that
we have. Information.
We have a point of order.
Who was there at the meeting and told us there's no financial implication?
That's my understanding as well, Lawrence.
Lawrence is correct.
That's correct.
Lydia just said the opposite.
It's nothing that James
confirmed.
Lydia's information is out of date, in other words.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. My information was last Thursday?
Okay, I think we need to clarify this. I think it's correct.
Robin to the stack.
That's why I recommend that we postpone this. What's wrong with postponing this for a week?
It's been on committee for 3 months.
It's been
postponed. Let Robin speak.
Well, I didn't say that it had financial implications. I said
Robin
that it would cost them a lot of work, not that it would cost money.
Okay, obviously there's a need for more discussion. Lawrence, how are we doing on time? I can't hear you.
Let Robin speak.
Yeah, I just want to know where we are in terms of time.
I don't want to hear like a quick information. I'd like to hear an in-depth answer.
Lawrence,
financial.
You're muted. Can you tell us how much time we have left?
Sorry, I didn't know I was muted. You have 1 minute.
Okay. Are you counting all the motion, the points of order and all that?
Alex, I counted that. He didn't.
I'll pause it when there's a point of order.
Okay. So we have 1 minute. Okay, so there's a motion to postpone that's been seconded. We have 1 minute. Who wants to be on the stack?
Robin.
Robin, go ahead.
Look, it was voted last year when it was made a department that all the accounting would be discrete and separate. That is not going to change. We were told by NIDA's controller that it would not cost anything. We talked it over with Tamara then. This thing that it's going to cost money is bullshit. I'm sorry to say.
I didn't say that. Mr. Chair, please.
And what's more, this has been, we invited Anita to the governance committee and she didn't show up. We invited you to the strategic planning committee and you didn't show up. And this has been discussed ad infinitum. It should have discrete accounting, whether it costs money or not, and we were told repeatedly that it would not. And I've done a lot of accounting. There's no reason why the finances can't be kept separate. All accounting systems allow to track that. This is ridiculous that this has gone on so long.
I would like to correct the mischaracterization of what I said.
Okay. Yes, I would like to hear from Lydia, please. Can we hear from Lydia?
Okay. I'd like to move to extend
on this extension.
We can move to extend in a minute.
I second that.
It's a matter of priorities of our accountants, then. It's not a money thing. It won't cost money.
Can we hear from Lydia, please?
Yes, I did not say it would cost money. I said it would be onerous to convert. And I don't know what that means. I said I don't know what that means. That's why I said I would like them to opine. I personally don't see the difference between the unit and the department. I don't really care either way. I'm not voicing this in opposition to it. It's a very cosmetic thing from my perspective, and no one has convinced me otherwise. Waiting for that one, but regardless. It's like, please just don't misquote me. I did not say it would cost us money. I'm simply saying, let's get some clarification of the time involved to convert whatever it is, because I am clueless as to the details of what that would entail, but I've heard it separately from both Tamara and from Anita. So just let's just get their input, that's all.
Can we vote on the motion to postpone?
My apologies, but if it's onerous to do, that's time. And that time is money because we need to get the audits done. We need, if it's going to delay us doing other
things. Yeah. Delay
We have to vote. We have to vote.
To postpone.
Yes. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes yes to postpone. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Absolutely no.
All right. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley? Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lorick? Back to Dwayne. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Sandra Rollin?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
No.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. Vanessa? Dixon?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Dwayne Lark? Don't hear Dwayne Lark. Ralph Pointer? Don't hear Ralph Pointer. Eileen Rosen? Don't hear Eileen Rosen. Okay, we have two yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 noes. And we have two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, so the final vote is 2 yes, 14 no, 3 abstention. The motion to postpone fails.
Okay, and now we have to vote on the motion itself. We are out of time for discussion. We just have a vote.
Okay,
Madam
so
Secretary.
Affiliate motion.
Yeah, can you take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Pass.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right, Heather Gray?
Yes.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay, Wally James?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark?
You know, this Zoom is not a great, I've been hollering, but nobody can hear me, but I vote yes.
Okay.
Zoom's got a problem, too.
I hear you, Dwayne. Ron Pinchbeck?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer? Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
All right. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Not here. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
Pass.
Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron, pass. I vote yes. Lyndon Foley? Lyndon Foley?
I abstain.
Okay. And Eileen Rosen, Ralph Pointer. Okay, Polina, how do you vote on this affiliate motion?
I vote yes.
Okay, I'll count up. 1, 2, 3.
I'd like to change my vote. This is Lyndon. I'd like to change my vote to yes.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 yeses. And we have one no. And that's it. 18 yeses, one no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so the final vote is 19 yeses, one no.
Hallelujah.
Okay, do we need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll move to.
I'll second.
Okay, any objections? Okay, good night, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
How was that?
Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you. I stopped the stream.
And thanks, everybody. Good night.
Yeah, I'm stopping the meeting.
Yeah, particular thanks to Lydia, for sure.
Second that.